Warning, the following audio transmission will forever change your outlook on society. You will no longer believe the narrative. You are about to wake up and see things for what they really are. News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doom Daily Show. I am your host, Jester Dooms. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. Time is 22:27. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. You guys are going to get this on Wednesday morning, April 17th, as you're driving to work and drinking your coffee, getting ready to deal with whatever life throws at you for the day. Wow, today was a day for me, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is my, for those of you that have been keeping up, I'm pretty much flip-flopping my full-time job at the prison and my part-time job at the ambulance company. Basically, I'm going full-time on the ambulance and part-time at the prison. That is the plan, okay? That is the gist of it. And I am getting some feedback from my employers on going part-time at the prison. They don't like it. They don't like it. And part of me gets it. The other part of me doesn't get it. The part of me that doesn't get it is this. I'm already trained. I'm already certified. I already know the staff. I already know the procedures. I know the protocols. I have the uniforms. I have the training. Everything's done. All I got to do is show up and they make money. Because they bill out when I'm there for me being there. Right? Because I'm privately contracted. So all you have to do is say, yes, you could go to work and you guys get to do nothing and make money at this point. I'm already done. There's no background checks anymore. There's no red tape. There's nothing. I just show up and I make you money. It's interesting how that works, but yet a lot of these companies out there don't know why their business model is unsuccessful. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of spite gets in the way with things. You ever heard the term, you'd bite your nose to spite your face? Man, it's amazing how spiteful people will be. So I find an opportunity that I feel is better, right? And I don't think that it's better in the sense right off the rip, like right off the bat. But there's potential to benefit from being on the ambulance. There's more career growth, everything else. The state could cancel our contract tomorrow and then we'd all be in the unemployment line at the prison. One of our idiot employees could do something to end the contract immediately and then it would be done, right? So that's what I'm saying. Like this, there's more job security. They're paying healthcare benefits. There's just a lot more here. Plus they're willing to help me further education. You know, those are things that I'm not getting out of this other job. So whenever I get to go to 24-hour shifts on the ambulance, then I could pick up more days again at the prison and be more than just a part-timer or a sometimer. But we'll see how that goes. I'm not holding my breath for anything. So long day on the Wee Woo Wagon. We did an 11-hour shift today, which is the longest one I think I've done so far. And I don't mind it, but I'll tell you, what seems like a little task does become mentally draining. And I think it's really funny. I've always heard old timers talk about how, you know, they're just physically exhausted. As I get older, I find myself getting more mentally exhausted than physically exhausted. So anyway, got back to the house about 8 p.m. and decided we're going to go to dinner. So we take a drive out to Long By God Horn Steakhouse. And I got the Texas Tunyon. My wife got the spinach and artichoke dip as an appetizer, and we all kind of split that up. They give you the bread. I don't eat the bread, you know. Kids each got a burger. My dad went with us. My father got some kind of ribeye thing, I think. I don't know, and a sweet potato. But I decided, you know what? I haven't had a cheat day in a while, so I had a cheat day. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what I got. I got the French onion soup. Yes, because that's not on my approved diet list, so today we cheated. I also got the Parmesan-crusted chicken, along with Brussels sprouts and asparagus. And then because it is a cheat day, and those don't come along too often, I really was having a hankering for the strawberry shortcake, which, by the way, I might add, is the lowest calorie dessert option on the menu. But that's what I wanted. While I was driving out there thinking, today I'm having a cheat day, I haven't had a cheat day in, I don't know, maybe 4 months. So today was that cheat day. And again, I'm not doing this diet specifically for my health. I'm doing this, well, for weight loss, I should say. I am doing this for health-related things, you know, mainly cancer preventative. Biggest thing is how my stomach feels. And then with it came, you know, boundless energy and weight loss, and it's just fantastic. And we're going to keep this going as long as possible. But now we're back here at the house. It's about 10:30 at night, and I have to bring you guys an episode, all right? And that is what we do here on the Doom Daily Show. I talk to you guys like there's thousands of you out there listening. And I don't know how many people are actually listening to the show. I really don't. I haven't even seen the regional downloads or where this is happening at, but I do got a favor to ask you guys, because this helps me see what's going on a little bit. Wherever you're listening from, whether it's like Spotify or Apple, wherever you listen, do me a favor, leave a review. And if you can, put a comment in there like what you think of the show. Like, oh, it's great, it sucks, you could do better, your ass looks fat, I don't care what it is. But it just kind of gauges where people are listening at, because you know what happens? You tell 100 people to do something, one person does. So that's how that goes. So out of 100 people, say, as an example, listening on Apple Podcasts, one person will leave a comment. I'll be like, all right, there's about 100 people listening on Apple. That's how that works. But anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
Want to advertise on the Doom Daily Show? Send producer Scooter an email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. And this 15-second ad slot could be yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, with the closure of 99-cent only stores, many are resorting to theft of items while others are selling items on eBay for more than their original 99-cent price. Whoa. This is according to the Epoch Times, Christina Corona's piece that she put out today. Now, let's talk about this for a second. Let's talk about this. So our economy's in the shitter so bad that you have to steal stuff from the 99-cent store. Is that what we call Bidenomics? Five-finger discount at the 99-cent store? Bidenomics, right? Our economy's so great, people have to steal things that cost a dollar. Anyway, moving on. To the second part of this, some people are taking these items, marking them up, and selling them on eBay. Now, I want you guys to think about something for a second with that before you're like, what a bunch of scumbags. I can't believe they're doing that. They're going to take things at the dollar store and mark them up and sell them on eBay. Yeah, because it's called capitalism. It's called business. It's called making a profit. You got to do something. That guy who went out to the dollar store has a car that he puts gas in, then he has to get the oil change and brakes and tire rotation and have legal insurance to keep that on the road, and then has to have money to front the items while he's hoping to get a return on his investment. So this guy, there's a process to this guy going and buying shit. He's not walking down the street, going to the 99-cent store, seeing how many items he can't fit up his ass, and then shitting them out onto eBay. That's not how that's working. So when you think about that for a second, you could start saying to yourself, oh, okay, the guy's putting in a little bit of effort to collect these items, take them back, and put them on eBay. Then you have to also think that there is a shipping cost associated with these items. If he's offering free shipping on these items, then it's because he's marking up the, he's free shipping. You got to mark it up to cover the cost of shipping, because at that point, he's just buying things to discount for you and taking money out of his own pocket to send you stuff, right? And then you also got to think about eBay charges their fees, and there's tax associated with certain things on eBay and certain different eBay stores and whatnot. So if this guy takes $1 down to the 99-cent store and buys a $1 item and takes it back to you, at the end of the day, he's going to be in the red by the time he spent what he spent to go get the item, brought it back, mailed it, and then eBay took their fees, right? That he's in the red. So obviously, yes, you have to mark this stuff up. And it doesn't benefit everybody. That, you know, if people are out there finding a business model with this, okay, it works. Great, that's cool. Because for some people, it works. If you have some invalid person that can't get out much, has to get an Uber to go to a store, or has to like bother the grandkids or bother her kids or whoever to come and pick them up to take them shopping at the 99-cent store for one freaking item that they may need. And maybe this invalid person just has nobody and they can't get there, so they need things to be brought to them. All right? Maybe, just maybe, that person looks online and says, you know what? I really need some new sponges to do dishes with, and they usually have the 2-pack there for 99 cents. This guy's got them on eBay for $4.50. Well, let me pay the $3.50 markup so I don't have to bug anybody. You see how that works? It's that simple. That person paid an extra $3.50 to not have to go through DoorDash, to not have to use like a community ride service, to not have to get out and spend their own gas money, to not have to call and bother a loved one or poke at a neighbor or pick up the phone. It's like, I ordered it. It'll be shipped out in a couple days and I'll do some dishes when it gets here. That's just one example, but there's also many more because you got to think about some of these stores. They stock stuff regionally. So what may be in a 99-cent store near me may not be in a 99-cent store near you and vice versa. So people might be buying these items just out of availability sake. They might decide to purchase these simply because they can't get them in their area. And hey, you got an eBay account? eBay's easy. I'm one of the few people that I personally know, because I don't know many. I really like eBay. I've liked eBay for years. I've been on eBay. And I think the thing that I like about eBay is that it is my one-stop shop for things that aren't near me, right? And if I want something brand specific, it's there. If I want to find something used and not pay a lot of money. Guy, hey, just quick side note. I buy used clothes from time to time on eBay. If there's like a shirt that I used to have that they don't make anymore, and I'm like, man, I really want another one. If eBay's got it on there, I'll order it. I don't care if somebody else wore it. I'll wash that shit. I don't give a rat's ass. Same goes with like a lot of the Under Armour stuff I buy for work, like base layers and stuff. The ones I like, I can't find anymore, but every once in a while they'll pop up on eBay. When they do, I'll order them, right? So it's kind of things like that. I also order a lot of car parts on eBay because you have people like go into... I don't know when the last time anybody listening went to a U-Pull it was, but there's not one near me. So if I want some of these used auto parts, different little random, you know, things, eBay is the place to go. So I don't knock eBay at all. And anytime I've had like an issue with eBay, the sellers typically always made it right. And if they don't, eBay gets involved and you get refunded. I mean, it's a good system. Okay. It has grown to the size that it has because it works. And I get a lot of people that are like, oh no, pro Amazon. I'm like, dude, Amazon's destroying the planet. And they're creating like a monopoly on all things, all sales shipping. As to where, and I hate to say this, eBay is non-biased. eBay will ship stuff out like through whoever, but Amazon's wanting to take over like every shipping route. You see what I'm saying? So I could order an item on eBay. It could come UPS, FedEx, DHL, USPS. It could come multiple different avenues, right? My only beef with eBay, and this is the only beef I have with it, is some of the sellers out there like to use these drop shippers to send things out. And I've gotten wrong items, and it took a few tries of emailing a seller and stuff to prove I've gotten wrong items and then, you know, eventually get a refund or get the correct item. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
Prep Stock is happening this October. Go to www.prepstock.net for more information. Prep Stock is the ultimate survival event. That's prepstock.net for all information and updates.
I want to continue into this whole capitalism and making money and thing a little bit here. So I used to have my own business years ago, and I was just this regular self-employed guy, you know, didn't have a lot of money in the bank, but I made good money from time to time, you know, and I had a small welding business. All right. I had my own equipment. I did my own jobs, paid for my own insurance, did my own advertising. I mean, I was everything. I was the HR guy, the janitor, the welder, the accountant. I did it all. It was my business. I had very little to no help most of the time. And because my work came in waves, I really couldn't keep people long term. I'd get a really big, huge job and it paid really, really well. And I'd hire like 3 or 4 people on, and we'd go and we'd do this job. And at the end of the job, it's like, okay, the job's over. We got to wait for the next big one. And it, you know, I didn't have anything for my people to do. So it's like, hey guys, you know, I'll call you when the next one is. And then we'd go from there. But I would always take on the little odd stuff, right? Because something's got to pay the bills every day. The lights are being turned on every day. The power bill's going up every day. Things are happening every day. And you got to make that money. So I go into the supply store one day. And the guy behind the counter looks at me and says, hey man, there's a guy I gave your number to, you know, to call you about a job. And I was like, oh, okay, what is it? You know, he says, well, it sounds a little bit odd, but the guy's got a metal pipe in his yard from an old satellite dish or something old that was there. And he just wants somebody to come out and cut it right below ground level. And he asked me if that's something you could do. And he says, oh yeah, Dooms will come out with a cutting torch and a shovel and he'll have that thing done in no time. And the guy says, okay, great. What do you think he'd charge? And he goes, well, I'm not sure, but like, I do know he has like a $50 minimum. So it'd be at least $50 for him to come out there. And a guy said, $50? That's outrageous. And the guy said, well, you know, you got to think like he's got to spend, you know, fuel in his truck to get out there. And plus he has to use the oxygen and the acetylene and the torches to cut it. And that's going to be some money there. And the guy's response back to the gentleman behind the counter was, yeah, but he already has that stuff. So there's a disconnection here for our modern day society of where things actually come from. And that's why I brought this up, and I wanted to continue into this segment with this kind of thing that people just don't get it. They just don't understand. And I've tried on my other show to kind of make people aware of this, but we're gonna keep beating this dead horse until it wakes up and starts drinking some water, because it's mind-blowing to me that people can't make simplistic connections. Like, this guy's like, yeah, he already has the stuff, so he should be able to do the job for nothing. Well, dude, I had to buy it. I had to take time out of my day to go get it. Is my time not worth something? Is the money that I already spent supposed to be discounted to go to you? Like, explain to me how this is supposed to work. And I'll tell you, man, it's when you really see how humanity is and how our society here in America is, it's absolutely asinine. Like, I love it when people go out and they buy something and they're like, yeah, I bought this because it's made in America. And then you come to find out, yeah, and it's shipped in Chinese packaging. Because that's what's going on here. And a lot of people don't realize that. Like, I drive a Toyota, all right? And I'll get Chevy guys, Ford guys, you know, Dodge guys be like, oh, you know, you and your foreign truck. I'm like, hey, yeah, dude, my truck's built in Texas. Your truck that you're driving right now, your Dodge, is built down in Mexico, okay, with parts from China and Japan. So how American is that truck? At least when my truck was built, although shares similarities with having, you know, Japanese and Chinese parts on it, all that stuff, which I don't care if it's Japanese vehicles are decent in my opinion, so I don't care. But at least my truck was built by legally employed Americans in the US. So at least when this truck was getting built, someone was getting a paycheck to help stimulate the American economy. But we don't see things that way because no one looks into this. Guys, you would not believe how much shit you buy on the shelves at the store comes in packaging from other countries. Your eggs may be fresh here. The cartons are probably coming from China. Your milk comes from a cow somewhat local to you, I guarantee it. But the carton it comes in, probably China, all right? This is everything now. There is no getting away from it. That's why when I talk about things like, you know, what would really happen if we had this major conflict with China? Well, the first thing is you're not going to get jack shit. You're not going to get your stuff because they're not going to get the packaging to package your stuff. And for those of you out there say, oh, Jester, they could just make new packaging. Yeah, you're right. They can. They absolutely can. But does anybody know how long it takes to retool a factory? Do you guys remember during the pandemic when Dyson said we're retooling to start making respirators? What did we ever hear anything about that afterward? And speaking of which, where are all the fucking respirators? There should be warehouses full of these damn things. Where are they? No one's on them anymore, right? Where they at? Dyson was retooling. You were having companies make these things left and right. Where the fuck did they go? What happened to all the damn respirators?
Where are they?
I don't see those on eBay. Was it even a thing? Did they even make, you know, all these millions of respirators? Did that even happen? You would think that you'd see these things stacked up in hospitals, like in corners or coming out of storage closets or, I don't know, stuffed out back somewhere or, you know, shipping containers full of these things sitting in the parking lot. Where the fuck did they go? It's amazing, isn't it? Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
Can't get enough of Jester Dooms? Check out his other show, It's Doomsday Podcast, available on all podcast platforms. That's It's Doomsday Podcast.
Back to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's no secret that a lot of money gets wasted within this country, and a lot of money just gets pissed away and goes places it really shouldn't go. And I always kind of sit here and scratch my head and be like, where are the checks and balances for things? Where are these things? Why is no one really keeping up with what's going on? And there are people that are. That's the thing. There's people that are. And these people do not speak out. And I've got a huge problem with that. So I've been getting out more lately. We'll just put it that way. Like, I'm getting out more. I'm seeing more. And I'm seeing different things that are going on. And I start seeing places money is spent in very stupid areas and very stupid arenas and areas of things. And I always go back to the one thing. It's our roads. Why do some roads get fixed and some roads don't? Some highways are destroyed, some aren't. Some projects take 6 months, some projects take 6 years. Why are the roads so fracked up all the time? I have people, so I've been all around the country. There's people out there that are like, oh yeah, Tennessee's got the worst roads you'll ever see in this. Oh no, it's North Carolina. Yeah, but have you been to Florida and seen their roads? Or have you been here and seen their roads? Or have you seen the potholes in Texas? They'll swallow your car. So everything's bigger in Texas, including the potholes. Like, I've heard that shit. You know, yeah, every place is different, right? And everybody thinks their roads are the worst. And here's the thing. Misappropriated funds end up in some really weird places and end up going for things that they really shouldn't go to. So, as an example of this, all right, if you haven't heard about the Colorado DMV and Parks and Rec and the funding, what's going on out there? So let me paint a little picture for you. They're having a shortfall in funding, okay, to the tune of $180 million. Okay, now I understand when you're running a state and there's a lot going on, $180 million, that could rack up quick, and that's not like a gigantic huge number in the grant, but still a lot of freaking money, okay? But they're wanting to create budget cuts to address this $180 million shortfall caused by the migrant crisis, the invasion. We're calling it what it is. It's an invasion. If you don't like it, I don't care. So I wanted to bring this up to talk about one thing in particular. And that one thing in particular was how immigrants are getting so much help and we're not. Okay, we as Americans are not. We talked at the beginning of the show about like these 99 cent store closures and people stealing shit and they can't afford things that cost a dollar. That is where our economy sits right now. That is where people are right now. They're struggling more than they ever were. The idea of home ownership is dead for most Americans because housing is through the roof. People getting apartments is almost unaffordable. I got a coworker. Never mind. Point is, people do not want to go out and get an apartment or buy a house. They're staying like living at home or living with a friend, or, you know, a bunch of people are moving into a two-bedroom home and getting bunk beds and shit because it's the only way to afford life. Now, and you're going to cut the fucking budget to deal with the immigrant crisis? Here's an idea. Shut the border. Make these people register. Start taxing them. Stop giving them free shit. Man, how many problems do you think that would solve? Just curious. So they don't want to do that, though. They don't want to do that. They want to allow these people to come over. They want to pay them to come over. They want to do all these things just so they could supposedly get them to vote. Don't believe that shit for a second. Don't believe it. And it's so stupid that people believe this. So, okay, you're letting undocumented people come in here. Okay, that's number one. They're undocumented. You don't know where they're going, so you don't have an address for them. They don't have ID. How are they going to vote? How do you register them to vote? How do you do any of that? You don't. You don't. You simply do not. Unless you create a fraudulent system to register them under. And I got news for you. The people that are coming here, they don't care about voting. They don't care. They're not coming here for the right to vote. That is not why they're here. That is not why they're coming here, despite anything they may tell you. Because you've got the people on the far right saying, oh, the Democrats are just doing this so they can get more voters here. That's not what it's about. That is not what it's about at all. And I'm going to leave you guys with a bit of a cliffhanger today, because we're going to talk about that tomorrow, what this is really about. But to kind of finish up with these misappropriation of funds, how the hell can you fund somebody, give them phones, plane tickets, housing, food allowance, cash assistance, all these things, that comes here illegally, commits a crime, as soon as they step foot over that border, you can take care of them. But your people who have been busting their ass for years in this country, trying to make a better life for themselves and made this country what it is, so these freaking people want to come here in the first place, you won't help them. It's not, you've had gainful employment for over a decade. Let us cut this interest rate in half for you. Oh, you've been at your job for 20 years? That's quite a feat. We're going to give you a $50,000 tax credit on this new house you want to buy. I mean, are you kidding me? But nope, we'll throw all those funds right at the fucking illegals. Oh, you've worked your whole life and now you're retired. We're not going to give you anything for that. You'll get your Social Security, whatever. You'll be able to supplement income, right? Make sure you can do that, because we're going to go over here and we're going to help these illegals that came over because we need their vote. How much fucking sense does that make? Whenever you guys see some shit going on, start look at it like a five-year-old would look at it. What makes the most sense here? Simplify this, and you'll typically get the right answer every freaking time. You know why? Because the kids, like, I look at my kids running around the house and doing stuff. They see things through what they are. There's no bullshit facade for them. If it's a duck, it's a duck. Wow, quack, quack. If it's a picture of a yellow bus, it's a picture of a yellow bus. If I write garbage truck on it, they're still going to say, nope, dad, it's a bus, because that's what I see, because that's what it is. And that's how we have to start looking at these things this way. That's it. Anyway, Producer Scooter, I will let you go. I will see you tomorrow, maybe. For everybody else, the email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and follow wherever you're listening to the show. And if you want to talk shit, email me. That's all. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy your day at work.
News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.